So it looks like it started to come together for you today.
Well, I just made some, yeah, I hit it pretty well. I made a good up and down on this hole, number 8, for par. I was 2 under there. Didn't birdie the par 5s, 2 under. Made a good up and down, and then I made a long putt on 9, and I made an eagle putt on 10. So that was kind of the round. I had made birdie putts on 11 and 12 that I could have very easily made and missed them.
That's two eagles in 2 days on 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the secret of this hole?
I don't know. Driver 3 iron both times.
Well,
but there's a lot of golf to play. Hopefully we can get 54 holes in. Is that what the forecast looks like?
That's the plan. Yeah. The last group, maybe around
130
tomorrow is what they're looking at right now. You obviously played good at the U.S. Senior Open. Have you played much since because the day job's kicking in?
I played one round of golf since that tournament. And but that's the way it goes. That's the way it is every year. So I just didn't play a lot, but busy with the fundraising part and then the freshmen coming on campus and getting those guys ready and our first tournaments in a week and a half.
Sounds like a real job.
Great. It's been that way for a long time. I enjoy it.
Just amazing. How many of there are you? That's what we want to know.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But it's been fun. I got some freshmen that could be good. We need some work.
You know, Mike, we look at the history of this tournament, and we keep seeing your name there. How much do you still fire up for this week and this event?
Oh, I do. This is the Club Pros tournament, the PGA's tournament, and you know, I've had a lot of success in it. I mean, I've played well. I look back for a while there, and I was looking at some of the scores I shot. I wonder, you know, I had some good rounds over the years in this thing, and you know, it's just a good time of year for me. It's just good golf courses. I get fired up to play in it because it used to lead into the Club Pro, the National Club Pro, but I'm exempt for that.
Yeah.
But it's part of that, and it's who we are. It's the PGA of America.
Does that make a difference for you? I mean, some of the guys are like, I really want to earn my way into that, and then you come out here and you don't have to worry. You're exempt.
Right. I think that helps a little bit. You know, it's not a qualifier as much. I can just focus on playing, but I think that's probably the perks of winning the thing 3 times. So hopefully, you know, I can rely on that. But it's just fun to come out and play with the guys. It's a good purse. It's a good chance to make some money. It's a good chance to compete. I love competing, and I love getting nervous. I love having a putt that I may or may not make and not knowing what's happening, and that's why I play. I mean, if it's not fun, sometimes I have to step back and consider why I'm doing it, and then I need to make it fun. And, you know, today if I made those last couple putts on 11 and 12, it would have been really good today.
And at this second?
I think I'm 2 under right now.
2 under, and so
through 16.
6 for the day? 6 overall? 7?
6 overall.
6 overall. So you and Small
and Travis.
Travis. All tied.
Nice.
Right now.
It's fun.
Shoot out tomorrow with.
We'll see. We got a couple. I got 2 holes left tomorrow morning.
Right. So you got through 16?
Yeah, through 16. I'm on 17.
Okay.
So we'll see if we can make one on one of those 2 holes and see how the boys finish up.
What do you think about the fact that you'll probably be first teeing off tomorrow about the time this thing normally wraps up on Wednesday?
Yeah, really. It'll be all right. I mean, hey, it is what it is. You know, it's we got to protect the golf course and see if we can get 54 holes in.
Mm-hmm. What's been the key to your game for these 34 holes?
Man, I don't know if there is one. I haven't played that well. You know, I've hit a lot of greens, taking care of the par fives, but I'm just not real solid. You know, I'm hoping that something clicks tomorrow and I can get back to my normal ways, but it's been a little ugly. I mean, it's worked out. Obviously, I'm 6 under par through 34 holes, but you know, I've only missed I think 6 greens, 5 greens for 34 holes, so I'm hitting the irons all right. It's not sharp, but it is what it is.
You've won a couple of these IPGA majors, but I think you're still missing this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what would it mean to win what would it be, the third leg of 4?
Yeah, no, that's something I'd like to do before my time is coming past here. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get all 4. I think that'd be a great feat and something to hang my hat on. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I mean, we'll go out and we'll finish the last 2 holes and, you know, I might probably be would imagine I'd be chasing both those boys tomorrow after it's all said and done, but you know, go out there and give them hell and see what happens.
I imagine that part of you wants to get back to the Club Pro Championship also.
Yeah.
There's some unfinished business there.
Yeah, I've definitely got some unfinished business since the last time I was there. I kind of got not the raw end of the deal, but you know, last man out of 6 guys, so that's obviously on the bucket list is to play in the PGA. And you can't play in the PGA until you get through this. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow and throw the chips in and see what happens.
Is there any hole out there that's playing a lot tougher because of the conditions you're playing them in?
You know, they're all tough. You know, I mean, it's been nice that we've been able to get our hands on our golf balls and give us some good lies, but, you know, this golf course is awesome. I mean, it's a true test all the way back, and I'm sure Robert and the staff tomorrow will, you know, we should probably see some back edges of some tee boxes, and, you know, I think that's the harder it plays, I think the better it is for me. You know, and same thing with Mike and same thing with Travis. You know, they hit it a long ways, and we can hit long irons really well, so, you know, let's move it back there and see what happens.
Yeah, that member from here is, you know, he's heating up now, you know, and thinking about the 12th, winning this thing for the 12th time. It's on his mind. He's thinking about it.
It's on all of our minds. I mean, if I could do anything about it, not to let him get it, that'd be great. But, you know, if he plays really well and wins the thing, you know, you got to tip your hat and give it to him.
How have you played the 10th hole?
The 10th hole? Oh, you know, I played it fine. Yesterday, I had a nice look for eagle, and today I hit a lousy iron shot and made par. So, you know, it's I wouldn't say it's a gimme, but as far as the ball, you know, as far as everybody hits the ball, it's downhill.
Yeah.
Still a tough, you know.
So you're one under on 2 days. And I'm
one under.
4 under with 2 eagles.
Who is?
Small.
Is he?
Yeah. So said that's been his key. Four under on that hole.
We're thinking that might be the swing hole tomorrow.
It could be. You know, hey.
It's reachable,
you know, it's 4-iron, 5-iron, 6-iron, somewhere in there. Some fireworks can happen. But, you know, there's also the 7th hole. You know, 7th hole, some guys can get there, you know, and that's a big thing to get there in two. You know, it's not an easy third shot. It's not an easy layup. So, I mean, if you can get it up there by the green, it'll give you a little advantage.